And believe it or not, a very good education. It's hard for people to believe that now.
Well, what kind of schools were here?
They had of course, it was, they were all private schools. You see, there was no public school. Mm-hmm. It was supported, it was called Tranquil Institute, and it was right by where the church is now. But you see, when his brothers are older, see, he was the youngest, and his brothers were at Oglethorpe University when the war between the states broke out. And there were, I suppose, various stages of their education. But of this part of the country is completely ravaged by Sherman, you see, and they didn't get back to, well, some of them did go back and had some further education. Mm-hmm. But most of them, that ended it right there because they hadn't, they were just destitute, mm-hmm. you see.
Mm-hmm. Where did your mother receive her education?
Hinesville, Bradwell Institute.
And did she have an occupation besides being a housewife?
No,
housewife?
No.
Did you have domestic servants when you were growing up?
Yes.
Let's see now, where were your mother's parents born?
I guess they were both born in Liberty County, not in Hinesville, though.
Right. And what about your father's parents?
They were born in Liberty County. Now, his father was born right here on this place. See,
so
this,
this
was
has been in the family
this
for
has
long,
been for years. Mm-hmm. His father had come from Scotland. My grandfather's father, my great-grandfather, came from Scotland. Also, my great-grandfather came from Scotland. See, my mother's grandfather came from Scotland. And her father was educated in Scotland.
That's quite interesting.
Didn't come back until he was 21. His father died when these two sons were quite young, and he had a will in which he stated they were to be sent back to Scotland for their education, and they couldn't return until they were 21. Then if they wished to return and claim lands they had here, they could do so, or they could remain in Scotland, but both of them came back.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's quite interesting. Let's see now. I'll ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.?
Afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Daylight, I suppose.
All right. And what's an expression with sun in it? I got up before.
Sunrise.
And so in the morning.
Sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clearing.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Well, it's a shower, I guess.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dogs. Oh, andirons.